Hello, man in the mirror. I'm Kyrie Pender, and today I'll be coming from John, the 16th chapter, verses 12 through 15. And we know that we're talking about the voice of the Holy Spirit, voice of the Holy Spirit. So John chapter 16, verses 12 through 15 reads as this: I have much more to say to you, more than you can bear. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. This is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. So we know we're talking about the voice of the Holy Spirit. If we begin to talk about voices, we understand that there's certain voices that really gets our attention. I know that growing up, and there's several voices that you can hear that can make you alter certain decisions or things that you may were thinking about doing. It's all just all because of that voice. That voice has a command presence. It has a distinct sound about itself that causes you to really to stop and really think and to reflect, to hear those voices. And granted, we're talking about hearing voices amongst us with the Holy Spirit. We don't want anybody to think we're crazy or anything like that, just going off talking about hearing voices. But as we begin to reflect on the voice of the Holy Spirit and voices that we hear or even know about that sort of grabs our attention or arrests us in our spirit as we're thinking about certain things or even trying to venture off and do things, that simple voice begins to speak to you. The voice of the Holy Spirit is a real subtle voice. As we begin to speak and talk about this, in verse 16, it's chapter 16, verse 12, it says, I have much more to say to you, more than you can bear. So as that verse begins to talk, we have the Holy Spirit that's going to be the direct channel from God to the disciples. So as for us, that Holy Spirit intervenes and comes in and is that direct channel for us to hear what needs, what's being said, and for us to hear it. But it tells us, it says, I have much more for you to say. Now, one thing I love about it is the delivery process that will happen. It's a lot to bear. But saying that as I'm giving it to you, you know, I won't just dump it all on you. There'll be bits and pieces, you know, for you to be able to digest as going through. I don't know about you, if you ever had to make a decision or give an answer under pressure, it can really have you disoriented and have you scrambling trying to figure out. So as the Holy Spirit comes and lets us know, listen, we already know what you're about to receive is enough, and it's much more than you can bear. But the Holy Spirit will come and intervene. So it says in verse 13, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you. He will guide you into all truth. So we talked about the delivery so far. We understand that even when things are being delivered, it has to be a trusted entity for things to be delivered. And if you know about things being delivered, even if it's packages or even valuable information, they tell you about cases and files and even packaging things. We know that certain things that we're receiving has to be taken care of. It's going to be delivered. Those things are fragile, and it comes with certain types of warning, or even if you will say instructions to tell you how to handle certain information. And we are so grateful that the Holy Spirit is able to handle that information and get it to us safely. We are so grateful that the Holy Spirit understands the value of it and knows what needs to be done and what time and how it needs to be done. But here it is. It says, he will guide you into all truth. So let's just talk about guidance. If we're here just to talk about voices, let's just be honest. We know that the enemy voice can try to guide us and give us all types of alluring things with the voice, or even trying to pull us in. But it tells us here how you'll be able to decipher some of those things. The Holy Spirit will guide us with all truth. Not only is he just guiding us, but not guiding us with deceit, not guiding us with fear, not guiding us with doubt, but guiding us with all truth. And if there's what I found out is, if there's any type of discrepancy in truth, any little bit, it's not truth anymore. Truth is full, it's pure, and it's 100%. One little speck or dot can throw truth all the way off. So it says this, that the Holy Spirit will guide us in all truth. And that's what you want. When you're going through, not even just saying going through bad times, but just through this journey called life and seeking the understanding and seeking truth and knowledge and just guidance. You want it to be truthful. You don't want to have to go through something that's not true and then have to revisit the whole cycle again. You want to make sure that the first time that it's right. So when we begin to talk about those voices, and like I said earlier before we started, there's certain voices that register with you that you can hear certain things. There's a favorite scripture I love in the Bible. It tells us, it says that a fool is known by its many words. And that speaks out to me so much because it says a fool is known by his many words, being that certain things can be delivered, words could be carried over, or you could even hear the words and connect that person with those words. Think about it. Think about certain things that you can hear or somebody can say, hey, did you know that so-and-so said this or so-and-so said that? And you think about it like, yeah, that sounds like him. So one thing I want us to understand and know that, you know, the words have to sound like him. When you thinking about certain things and doing it, if the words don't sound like the Holy Spirit, it's not him. It tells us it's not him. He's going to guide you in all truth. He won't leave you. He won't lead you the wrong way. He will guide you in all truth. So you should be able to match up the words with the actions and say, you know what? That sounds like the voice of the Holy Spirit. That sounds like the voice of the Holy Spirit. When we begin to think about some of the voices or things that may pop up, okay, most of all, we have the voice of the Holy Spirit that we're battling when we're doing things, and we have the voice of our own flesh as well. And we understand when we think about the voice of the Holy Spirit, it's not bold, it's not boisterous, it's not vulgar, real subtle, simple. Come. When we have our voice of our flesh that's screaming and hollering, it's loud, it has temper tantrums, it goes crazy. You got to understand, and sometimes we can't even hear that voice of the Holy Spirit because we hear that voice of our feelings that's screaming and hollering, trying to get attention or even get their point across as well. So it tells us in verse 13, but when the Spirit of truth comes, the Spirit of truth, its name is truth, and it will guide you in truth. So it's nothing else in it. Guide you in truth. And it says this, in the same verse it says, he will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what's to come. So here's the great part. He will not speak on his own. I don't know if you've ever had someone give you certain type of information that you had to follow or give you some type of advice or relayed a message from a higher up or a superior that brought it to you, that gave you instructions, but the person or the carrier of the messenger of the instructions told you what the superior said, but said, well, I don't think you need to do it like that. Maybe you can do it like this, but they said do this. No, we can't do that. We understand that we've been connected with people that received information from a higher up or superior to bring it, but also give their own advice with what they think you should do. No way. The Holy Spirit will only, it says the only spirit, he will only speak. He will not speak on his own. He will not add his own information in on what he think will be better for you or what needs to happen. He will not do that. He will not speak on his own because he understands the importance of what he's receiving and the connection that he's a part of and what he needs to do. He understands that and he respects it. He's not bringing information from higher up and changing it. And next it says this, he will only speak what he hears. That's it. Not something that you thought you heard. He won't bring you anything that he thought he heard or he thinks that he hears. It says, he will speak only what he hears. Meaning that you don't have to second guess it when you're going through or hearing or about to apply a life application to it. No, he only speaks what he hears. That is it. And that's a great place to be. And it said, and he will tell you what is yet to come. So the first thing is, we have to listen to the Holy Spirit. You have to listen to the Holy Spirit. You have to be open. You have to be open to the Holy Spirit and, you know, listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. So I have a question. How do you deal with interruptions when trying to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? It's a great one. Really think about that. Not an immediate answer. And then, are you able to decipher the Holy Spirit's voice over your flesh's voice? It's always. So I know that's a quick 1-2, but it's a great question for us to really think and reflect. Are you? Are you able to filter? Do you have your spiritual filters on your ears that you won't let any other thing get through, that but you can really decipher and hear, okay, I can pick the Holy Spirit words out from a situation or me trying to hear the voices at that time? That's a great one. So the first thing that we have to do is we have to listen to the Holy Spirit. So as we continue to go through, we're listening to the Holy Spirit. We understand that he will not speak on his own. This is all in the scripture, verse 12. He will not speak on his own. He will only speak what he hears. And he will tell you what is to come. You think about it. Are you able to decipher? Or when you're dealing with interruptions, can you decipher that Holy Spirit voice out? I found out that you get more common and comfortable with certain voices when there's time spent. It reflects back on relationship. You can hear that voice. You couldn't ask me out of a crowd to pick out somebody I didn't know whose voice is this, or give me a whole bunch of people speaking to ask me to name that person. I couldn't, because I had no relationship. I didn't understand. I wouldn't know them. So it's great things to find out there. There's security with the Holy Spirit. He's a great deliverer. He's a great guider. He's great security in there. So we have to listen to the Holy Spirit. Whatever you go through, whatever's going on, you have to make sure that you're listening and that you want to listen. We can hear certain things but have our mind made up, but you have to want to listen as well. It tells us this in verse 14. It says, he will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. He will glorify me because it is from me he will receive, he will make known to you. So first thing we talked about was listening to the Holy Spirit. Now let's talk about learning from the Holy Spirit. It says, he will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. We have to learn. We have to really be in position to be able to receive. We have to learn. We have to make sure that we're able to move certain things out to way and be a true student to really understand. So listening is great. Learning is great. That's what we have to do. We have to learn from the Holy Spirit. And what do you mean learn? We'll go through things. We'll understand. We'll have to learn and listen from the Holy Spirit and from things that probably happened. And did we really take the full advice or really hear. We know it's a lot that may be able to bear, but he'll break it down. But did you learn from the situation and say, you know what, I should have went that route and listened to you from the first time? This is it, I get it. I'm learning from you. I understand that there's more that's coming. I understand. I'm learning from what you're showing me. I'm learning from what you're telling me. I'm learning from how you're guiding me. I'm learning from how you're receiving. I'm learning all these things. And I'm making sure that I'm in position to always be a student to learn and receive as well as the Holy Spirit is receiving. That's how we're learning. Okay, he's receiving it this way. He's not speaking on his own. He's not, he's only speaking what he hears. And he's able to tell us what to come. But even in that, let me jump back to that end part of that verse of verse 12. It says, he'll tell you what's to come. I don't know about you, but I love a great warning. And the Bible also tells us that warning comes before destruction. I love a great warning. A warning sets you up to be successful, to make you complete, to make sure you're not harmed. Simple thing, even on roads, when you think about it, if you're driving on a highway or the interstate or the 408 toll roads, if you're about to make an exit, majority of the exits come to a curve as you're coming off your exit. And there's a triangle sign that shows a truck tipping over and it has a speed limit of 35 or 45. And it's telling you, hey, the best speed for you to make it around this curve without turning over will be the speed that we have posted. That warning is letting you know, because if not, you'll be in an accident. You'll cause harm to yourself. So that Holy Spirit will tell you what's to come. It'll let you know. You know, it'll help you. It'll help you through those things and it will guide you through those things. So we'll listen to the Holy Spirit. And going through, we'll learn from the Holy Spirit. He will glorify me because it's from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. And I have a question as well for that. It's knowing that we heavily rely on resources that are at our fingertips, do you find it easy to let the Holy Spirit guide you? You have the resources. You have them. But do you find it easy? Do you find it easy? With those resources that you feel as though you can get an immediate response and have things happen, do you find it easy to let the Holy Spirit guide you? Even though you have your resources. Even though you have your resources, do you find it easy to let the Holy Spirit guide you? What are some things that makes you cringe up or even say, you know what, I don't want the Holy Spirit to guide me through this. I want to handle this the way I want to. What do? And lastly, verse 15, it says, all that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. So we'll listen to the Holy Spirit. We'll learn from the Holy Spirit. And we'll lean on the Holy Spirit. It says, all that belongs to the Father is mine. All I have to do is lean on the Father, lean on the word that he's given, the Holy Spirit, that direct connection, that direct channel. That's all I have to do. It's just lean on him. Put all my cares, worries, weight on the Father. It's everything that he has, it says, because it says this. That is why I said the Holy Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. I'm happy that I can lean on the make known. Everything that he gives, meaning that the word that's coming, it's sturdy enough to hold us. It's strong enough to hold us, support us. It's firm enough to guide us. It's big enough to block us. I can lean on what's coming. The Holy Spirit is that direct channel between a God and us. He's giving it to us. Let me know that I can lean on that. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about it. I'll lean on those things. Question. We know that the Holy Spirit is described, you know, as that still voice. And here we're talking that my voice is enough. Have you ever witnessed the Holy Spirit respond in another way? Just think about it. We have that. And when we say the voice, I'm saying the words that are being that are coming in different ways. But it says also as well that the Holy Spirit will be show itself in different ways as well. It definitely can do it. We understand it and we know what the Holy Spirit can do. So let's just understand and know that the Holy Spirit will respond and show up. But we have to make sure that we're keen to it and that relation is in place with us to be able to do it. We understand and we know that the Holy Spirit will be there. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing each and every one of us. We thank you for allowing the men to even come together and understand and lock into these Bible studies. But God, as we're growing and as we're getting in tune with you, Father, we ask right now that you bless us right now, God. Father, we're coming one with this Holy Spirit. We thank you for the direct connect and channel that you have for us right now, Lord, to guide us right now, God. But as we go through these things, allow us to focus ourselves and make sure that we're doing what's right now, God. We're learning and we're listening right now, God. We're listening to the Holy Spirit. Father, we are learning and we're also leaning. Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do for us. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.